Dictation for William Bellairs, or Bellairs, B as in boy, E-L-L-A-I-R-S, February 1544. Address as a letter to Colin, C-O-L-I-N, McGraw, M-C-G-R-A-W-P-A-C, 810-275-0307, at the office of Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, M-O-H-A-N. Dear Mr. McGraw, consultation for Mr. Bellairs, he goes by Bill, B-I-L-L, with abnormal kidney function, which is chronic, denies change of weight or appetite, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. There is minor reflux symptoms, constipation without any blood melena, urinary flow decrease with frequency nocturia 2-3 times, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood, minimal incontinence of urgency, no gross edema or claudication, excuse me, minor edema on the leg from recent event thrombosis, but no numbness, claudication symptoms of discolor of the toes. He has chronic back pain without any radiation for many years and no anti-inflammatory agents. Overall activity is decreased. No chest pain palpitations, stable dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, no gross orthopnea PND, denies the use of oxygen. Next paragraph, past medical history. About 5 years ago, minimally invasive aortic valve replacement, has congestive heart failure, diastole type with preserved ejection fraction. About 3 years ago, there was a lacunar stroke, internal capsule left-sided posteriorly, presented with dizziness, did not require invasive intervention, was placed on Eliquis. This Eliquis recently changed a few months ago because of the vein thrombosis into Coumadin. Prior coronary artery stent, but he denies heart attack. He denies atrial fibrillation. No pulmonary embolism, no gastrointestinal bleeding. He's not aware of anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease. He denies kidney stone. There is remote history of gout without recurrence. No hepatitis, no pneumonia. Next paragraph, prior procedures for aortic valve replacement, minimal invasive, open surgery, coronary artery one stent, remote history of trauma, fracture, and surgery for the right forearm, bilateral length implant, tonsils, adenoids, remote history of parathyroid surgery, no cancer, prior colonoscopies negative. Next paragraph, review system for prior grave disease, require iodine treatment and remains on thyroid replacement. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, medications include Coumadin, previously Eliquis, Lipitor, because of the parathyroid surgery, has been long-standing with vitamin D-125, Flomax, thyroid replacement, Norvas, nitrates, metoprolol, Mirbetric, Trospin, T-R-O-S-P-I-N, and oxybutynin, low-dose aspirin, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. He was adopted. He has one son, one daughter, no kidney problems. Next paragraph. He smoked since age 21, about one pack per day, although he says he discontinued 40 years ago. He used to drink beer on a regular basis. discontinued at the time of valve replacement about 5 years ago. Next paragraph on physical exam, tracing weight 172, blood pressure 150 over 80 on the right, 160 over 80 on the left. Alert or intestine 3, no gross respiratory distress, has bilateral length implant, has his own teeth, no expressive aphasia dysarthria, no pleural effusion or wheezes, although distant, probably COPD, appears regular with a loud aortic systolic murmur. No palpable liver, spleen, or masses, overweight of the abdomen, no ascites, no pulsatile areas, no tenderness. Pulses are decreased throughout, although capillary refill is good. 1+ edema on the left side from recent event thrombosis. No decubitide. There is hard of hearing but normal speech. Hearing impairment and some memory problems. Non-focal deficit. Next paragraph. I updated chemistries January 14. There is no anemia, normal white blood cell platelets, present creatinine 1.3, he's been as high as 1.7, baseline appears to be 1.4 to 1.5, present GFR 56, stage 3, a normal sodium, potassium, acid base, a normal albumin, calcium, and phosphorus, urine shows no activity for blood or protein. The protein creatinine ratio mild elevated at 0.8, being normal less than 0.2. Most recent cholesterol well controlled, 3 T4 normal, uric acid mild elevated 7.7. PTH mildly increased at 66. There is a kidney ultrasound a year ago, 9.9 on the right, 9.9 on the left. Without obstruction, there is bilateral renal cyst, no urinary retention. I review records on EPIC about the prior aortic valve replacement, the lacunar stroke, and the deep vein thrombosis. There is no documented arrhythmia. The most recent echo, June 2024, ejection fraction normal at 55, severe enlargement of the left atrium, the presence of bioprosthesis aortic valve, moderate stenosis, calcification of the mitral annular area. There is also mitral valve regurgitation, previously documented grade 2 diastolic dysfunction, the recent venous Doppler October, with acute thrombosis on the right-sided leg vein, incidental Baker cyst. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has, for the most part, a stable chronic kidney disease, a stage 3 without symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, relatively small kidneys, no activity in the urine for gross amount of blood, protein, or cells to suggest glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. There is minimal proteinuria, no nephrotic syndrome, prior imaging bilateral renal cyst, but no obstruction or urinary retention. He denies diabetes, blood pressure systolic high. Although this is the first visit in the office, he needs to check it at home before we adjust medications. He says to be compliant with blood pressure medications, the importance of weight reduction, physical activity, and low sodium. is being on vitamin D125 from a prior history of parathyroid surgery. PTH is mild elevated. Continued pressing regimen, need for phosphorus binders, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. He has symptoms of enlargement of the prostate, but no urinary retention. Anticoagulated for recent right-sided event thrombosis without pulmonary emboli. Prior Eliquis at the time of stroke, but no documented atrial fibrillation or arrhythmia. There was an incidental presence of bowel from the right to the left-sided, probably treating foramen ovale. However, did not require any surgical intervention. We would like to do an arterial Doppler to rule out renal artery stenosis. All this is discussed with the patient, end of dictation.